than what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check in. This is the often imitated but never duplicated Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. What can I say? The competition? What can I say? They're done. Obliterated. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is like a quick-ass show, and I'll tell you why. I was on the bridge coming in here. There was traffic going crazy. I didn't think I was going to get here on time. Google Maps said I was going to be here like 11:20, and I'm here at like 10:59, so I'm like beating Google clocks. So the bottom line is I'm having a good time. Let's have a good show. Of course, we've got fights tonight. Mark Magaiso and Ray Vargas hooking it up. That'll be on DAZN. We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, last week's fights. The big fight coming up, of course, Canelo Alvarez and Triple G. The third fight around, you know, can Triple G sort of like turn back the clock? Because he's 40, 41 years old almost, older than dirt, 42-1-1. Of course, Canelo's lost those two fights, the one to Dmitry Bivol in his last fight where he stepped up in weight. And of course, you can, two things matter in combat sports. Size matters in combat sports, pornography. Bottom line is that's combat sports. Bivol was just too big. But Canelo is going to take on a guy that's a little bit smaller than him. Actually, probably about the same size in Triple G. Triple G is like a small middleweight, no doubt about that. Canelo, of course, started off at 145 pounds. So these guys are about the same weight, about the same age. Not really, because, you know, Canelo's got a lot less fights. He's 31 years old, 41 years old, 10 years difference. Big difference. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Yo, wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. Clock says 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Forget that crazy introduction there, man. I just got off the... I mean, I'm telling you, folks, you talk about getting out of the car and getting into the studio. It was like 30 seconds in between. 30 seconds of me getting out of the car and into the studio. So here I sit. Of course, another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take it across the country, of course, bringing the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Sock, help me. I'm in trouble.
I'm coming in with the hot tag, brother. How are you doing? Let's get it in.
Well, I did a civil standby this morning over in Oakland, California, of a contentious wedding and contentious divorce. And believe it or not, they were ready to slug it out over a $399 plant. Yeah, I mean, they were ready to slug it. I'm filming this. They're ready to slug this out, right? I said, hey, look, how about I buy the plant? What do you mean? I said, what's the plant cost? $10? $10? Anyway, back and forth. It was very contentious. And, of course, once in a while, as a private investigator, I do get called in to do these civil standbys. They pay well, but they are a little crazy. Anyway, bottom line is, let's talk about a guy last week that beat Morris Bredis. He looks like he's Samoan. Jai Opetea, of course, 22-0, 17 KOs. He did this down under in Australia, but he fought like 10 rounds with a broken jaw. What stones?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I remember a guy fighting that badly injured in a fight, Edison Miranda, I remember, went 12 with Arthur Abraham. That one kind of stands out to me. But yeah, a lot of stones, and he won. Yeah. You know, I mean, he held home court advantage. He beat a guy that has been a champion for a while, and hopefully, they helped build this guy into a star. Because, I mean, just that type of bravery and chutzpah, you know, to fight with a broken jaw. I mean, ouch! You know, true
okay.
warrior.
Okay, here's a knock and a stereotype on Samoans in the gym. Okay, they have no stamina. They just don't have for some reason. Then you can get them lean, you get them trimmed, the whole nine yards. I just couldn't see the guys when I was working out in my generation, the Samoan dudes and the guys from the islands, they just didn't have the stamina per se. And here, he was rocking and rolling. I looked at 11th to the 12th round, he was looking good in the 12th round. So the kid's got some stamina, he's young, he's only 27 years old. Of course, he is the cruiserweight champion now, the IBF. And, you know, you got to give him a whole lot of props because he was the underdog, but fighting with that broken jaw, man, you know... Muhammad Ali went like, I think, 8 or 9 rounds with Ken Norton with a broken jaw. That's probably one of the things I remember for the most part. But right. The bottom line is you got to give this guy all kinds of credit. And I hope to God that he's, you know, coming from down there, he speaks English. You know what I'm saying? So he could assimilate. He could do his thing in the United States. In other words, if he's a big enough star, he could sell his tickets here.
That's a very good point. I mean, that's definitely, you know, like Australian fighters, yeah, they're foreigners, but they do speak English. So that's definitely a big plus. And now he's in a weight class that's not necessarily a glamour division, but.
But you can make it one.
Yeah, you can. You can.
One guy can. Scott, excuse me, I hate to interrupt you. But I'm of the opinion that one guy can make a division with his personality and his abilities and this and that. And if he starts doing things and demonstrating these head and shoulders above the other guys and this starts knocking guys dead, this and that, next thing they'll be going, can he move to heavyweight? Can he move to heavyweight? You know what I'm saying? So there's always going to be some curiosity with this guy, just like Oleg Usyk.
That is for certain. You know, only time will tell. I wonder how long it's going to take. I'm going to butcher his name. I just call him Jai. You know, how long it'll be a recovery. Probably won't see him until next year, I'm imagining.
Jai Opetaia.
Yeah.
Okay. Sort of reminds me of Mike Sapaya. Mike Sapaya was a Samoan dude I went to school with, and he won the Golden Gloves here with me one year, I believe. But he turned pro. But Mike, one time, during the Martin Luther King riots back in 1968, Mike took care of the entire riot by himself.
Oof, bad boy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's like 350 pounds. He can't move. He's probably listening to the show right now. But he's down there in Phoenix. He can't move too well now. But, man, I'm telling you, he ran off 15 dudes. At least. Whereas Holly Park, he ran off 15 or 20 dudes. I couldn't believe it. But that was Mike Sapaya. Anyway, Samoans are intimidating. They just don't seem to have the stereotype is they can't go the distance. They have stamina problems. But this guy, Jai Opetaia, we're going to give him all kinds of credit. 22-0, 17 KOs. Of course, he is the man. Hey, I was looking the other day that Ryan Garcia, bringing up Ryan Garcia, he wants to fight. He says he really wants to fight Tank. He really wants to make this fight with Gervonta Davis. Is he talking, or is there any truth coming out of his mouth at all, or is he just pure pablum?
I think there is some truth to it, just because of the fact he's been calling him out now probably about 2 years. You know, he's fighting a guy in Javier Fortuna who physically is similar to Tank, short, left-handed, somewhat awkward, could pop a little bit.
He's old!
He's old. Yeah. It's a safe risk. You know, it's a safe risk. Who knows?
But here's what's up. If you're as good as Ryan says he is, do you really need to take safe risk fights? Didn't he just get sharp in that last fight? Sharper in that last fight. In that last fight, he had that first comeback fight. I mean, I saw him throw a left hook. He almost fell out of the ring.
Yeah, I mean. With Ryan Garcia, he's has a very fragile personality, let's just say.
Ego?
Psyche. Yeah, ego, his psyche is in question. His work ethic has been questioned, you know, by...
All right. I'm going to ask you a question, Socrates Palmer. Mm-hmm. Your boxing's PhD, you know it all, or supposed to know it all. Did Ryan Garcia, did he have an anxiety attack, or was he doing cocaine?
Ooh, wow. Oof.
That's, you know, I mean, that's that would be, here's what's up.
Would it shock me? No.
I would rather, here's what's up. This is how the world has changed now. People would rather cop to an anxiety issue than cop to a dope issue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know
exactly what you're saying. And this may sound insensitive, but I think mental health is like the new hustle. You know, people are using that, you know, as a, I'm not going to say as a crutch, but they're pimping it out, you know, the whole mental health angle, using trigger words and stuff like that. Ryan is of this Generation Z. Who knows? I mean, he's out there partying, you know, like a rock star. And, you know, he might have succumbed to a little eight ball. You never know.
Well, you know, here's what's up. I personally would like to bet him in all the fights. I mean, this is the guy you want to be betting. I mean, he'll bet you even odds on a 5-1 fight. This is the type of guy come on, imagine that.
That's a mark, sure.
Get even odds on a 5 or 10-1 fight like he did with Spence and Ugas?
Yeah, he might have
It was Raleigh and Davis.
Raleigh and Davis. Yeah, he was, as the kids say, he was bugging that night. I mean, just 20 grand, and to his credit, he did pay him the next day. as per Errol Spence.
Okay. You know, we're rolled to a break. I do want to mention this. I want to give props to my governor, Governor Gavin Newsom. Of course, he was a mayor here in San Francisco. That's where he sort of started his political career. But he has got the biggest surplus going as far as all the states are concerned. We're not hurting here in California. Everybody in California can have health care. Everybody in California can have health care because of Governor Newsom. And get this, California is now going to make its own insulin. They're going to make their own insulin for diabetics. So I think that Governor Newsom, he's going to be president one day. Mark my words, you heard it here on the show first. But Governor Gavin Newsom, more power to you, my brother. You are the man of the day.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, somebody asked me what I was bringing up earlier in the hour. I'm a private investigator. I run a private investigation firm here in San Francisco, and I have for better than 25 years. Of course, been involved in law enforcement since God, I don't want to go back that far because you know how old I am. But the bottom line is I've been involved a long time. So if you need a private investigator in the Northern California area or anywhere in California, or if a case starts in California, you bring it to another state, I will go with you. Give me a call, 650-219-5349. Real trick, real quick, the website, AAADINV.com. Straight up, back to the phone lines, of course. My man, Socrates Palmer, Boxy's PhD, coming to us from the Bronx. So how's the young guy, how's the young man doing?
He's doing good. He is a little ahead of the terrible twos because he's got me on my toes, man. He is grabbing everything in sight. He's running. he's doing good. Thank you for asking.
Well, the running part is, listen, the running part and grabbing stuff is really important because you want them to be physically active and you want them to be curious. There's nothing I want more out of a kid than curiosity. Nothing.
Yeah, he's definitely curious. I'm watching baseball. I guess he's throwing everything. You know,
no, but you can. I hate to knock people, but you can see people have stupid kids. I mean, you can just see it. The kids, are like, you're dragging this kid around like by the arm or on a leash or whatever it is, and you can see the kid is like totally null and void and intellectually limited because of the fact that he hasn't been pushed. You got to push these kids, man, from the earliest. I mean, they pushed me. I mean, that's why I think that I'm able to read and comprehend. Like I was pushed hard early, and I appreciate that. And they made it almost a task. In other words, you got paid if you did this. If you read this, we did this. If you read this dictionary and don't get any of the words wrong when I ask you about it, I'll give you this. For every word that you get wrong, I'm going to cost you 50 cents. We start off at $2. So that was a hell of an incentive to try to learn. But, you know, unless you want to go the extra yard with your kid's going to be adult. Sorry. I'm just saying. You just have to work.
You definitely
got to
put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got to put in the work, man. It's a job. It is the most rewarding thing in the world to be a parent. It's a piece of clay, you know, and you do have a lot to do. You have a lot of say in how you mold it.
And you know, and I tell people when I was a policeman, I used to say to them, listen, you only get one chance at this. And they're going, what? You know, you only get one chance at this. I said, yeah, he's 11. I said, he's not going to be 11 again. He's not going to be 12 again. He's not going to be 13 again. You've got to work on him and try to get him together now, because if you don't, he's going to turn 17 or 18. They're going to give him a pass and get him out of high school. He's going to end up like, you know, working at McDonald's. You know, can you want some fries with that Coke?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, if he falls into the street life, you know, he could be doing another type of Coke.
You know, speaking of street life, man, I had a buddy of mine fall into the I had a friend of mine that was very, very wealthy and had a lot of money and this and that. And I saw him about 3 or 4 years ago. And I sort of could tell that he was a little tweaky. You know, I thought maybe the guy was doing some type of blow or this and that. Now I found out he's a stone cold junkie and living in the street and the whole nine yards. And, you know, I mean, you go from like seven figures to the street in 3.5 years, you got a problem.
That's a sad case, man.
Okay, let's talk about some positive things. Jake the Problem Child Paul. I don't like the guy, but I love him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think he has definitely grown on us, especially us hardcore boxing fans, people that at first were like, what's this YouTube guy doing? But you know what? When you start hearing about the good stuff he's doing outside of the ring, sponsoring gyms and
he's paying people. People get paid when they fight with him. I mean, listen. Amanda Serrano, the most she had ever made in her life, and I'm willing to say this might have been a stretch. I'm sinking $25,000 before she got hooked up with this Paul guy, okay? She gets hooked up with Paul. She makes $275,000 for that first fight, and then she comes back and she does another fight with the girl from across the pond. She makes a big fat purse there. But the bottom line is Jake Paul is giving these people money. He's giving them exposure. And, of course, he's going to go on Showtime pay-per-view with Haseem Rahman Jr., of course, Haseem Rahman was the world heavyweight champion. I interviewed him 3 hours after he beat Lennox Lewis in South Africa. I remember coming on the air that day or that morning, whatever it was. But the bottom line is Haseem Rahman, of course, he was also the heavyweight champion. He's the only heavyweight champion that's ever they've ever found two bodies in the trunk of his car. Did I tell you that one?
Go ahead.
All right.
But I'm not shocked.
Well, bottom line was, I guess it was about 6 or 7 years ago, Rahman had a car. It was a Cadillac. And he had a Cadillac that was parked in Baltimore, and they opened up the trunk, and there was two dead bodies.
I'm sure he had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely not. His car, though. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Don't they say that?
Listen, in Washington, D.C., that area, remember Keith Holmes? Didn't Keith Holmes have some homicides on him, too?
Yeah, Keith.
Those are some real streets out there. Baltimore, that D.C. area, oof. Anyways.
Well, you know, speaking of anyways, I think Vernon Forrest celebrated a birthday this week. Of course, the former WBC welterweight and junior middleweight champion, I believe. Of course, he was a hell of a fighter. But then again, some guys popped off at him at a gas station. He grabbed a gun and went running after him, and they killed him. He brought that on himself.
Yeah, a long time ago, an uncle of mine told me, sometimes you got to learn to take an L, you know, and, you know, he let the machismo get to him. I mean, granted, I believe he was a victim of a robbery, an attempted robbery, right, at a gas station, I think the story was. Yeah. But down south, everyone's got guns. You know, so
everywhere. This is America. How many wild assaults did we have this week? Any mass killings this week? And maybe one or two. How about that guy that picked up his father signs for him to get a rifle at the age of 17, get him a gun at 17, and by the age of 18, he's killing like 15 people.
You're talking about the Highland Park?
Come on, man. If you couldn't figure out that kid had problems with tattoos on his face and that kind of stuff, you couldn't figure out that kid had all kinds of problems. The cops have been to his house over 50 times? 50? Come on, man.
I think the guy was like a SoundCloud rapper or something. He definitely was demented. And he was taken into custody peacefully. Too.
I know, but here's what's up. What happened? How come every time there's a black guy killing somebody or something like that, there's like this long shootout. The SWAT team's brought in. But every time, like, what's the guy, Rickerson, or the guy that they carried that assault rifle across state lines and shot those people at the demonstration? I mean, these guys are they're treated like heroes now.
Well, what about the dude in South Carolina a few years ago? They bought him Burger King.
Yeah.
Dylan Roof.
They brought him Burger King. What is it? You know, I'm a former police officer, and it just kills me when I keep seeing the fact that the Oath Keepers and these 3%ers and all these Proud Boys in the stand, they're all ex-cops and ex-military, man. It's sickening. We'll drop it. Let's get back to Jake Paul. Of course, taking on Haseeb Rahman. Rahman's a heavyweight. But the thing with the Rahmans is they don't take too well. The father didn't take too well, and the kid don't take too well. The kid's been knocked out one time, and I think it was his last fight. But the bottom line is he's been once beaten. I think he's 12-1. And Jake Paul, of course, is undefeated. The problem child, they call him. But, man, as long as he keeps making money, more power to him. Looks like August 6th at MSG. Sock, you ought to go to this one.
I think I will. I think I definitely will. To be part of the show. Because it's going to be more show probably than fight.
Okay. Have they approved your credential for the other fight yet?
I'm waiting on it. At the Barclays, Danny Garcia's return against David Benavidez. I just put it in this week. I'm assuming that the good people at Swanson PR will do the right thing.
I'm not going to see it. Somebody said if anybody could read anything into that, they could read everything into that. What's going to happen? Go on.
I'm sorry. Can we talk about RIPs to two screen legends and big boxing fans?
Go ahead and I'll tell you some stories.
James Caan and Tony Sirico. Two guys, definitely part of my childhood. James Caan, just a very diverse dude that did everything from dramas to comedies, of course, the tough guy role. And Paulie Walnuts, an iconic TV figure. Passed away yesterday.
Okay, Paulie Walnuts has been on this show before, and two or three times when the Sopranos were rocking and rolling. And how can I put this?
He lived the gimmick.
He
lived the gimmick.
And who was the other guy that died?
James Caan.
Let me tell you about James Caan. It was 1992. I think it was June or July. I was doing a pay-per-view podcast. I think it was Greg Hogan versus Ray Boom Boom Mancini. It was Ray Man's last fight, and it was in Reno, Nevada. And they've got me running around the arena with a microphone and a camera. So they tell me you're going to interview James Caan. So I'm saying to myself, James Caan, that's cool. The Godfather dude, right on. Man, this is cool. So we're backstage, and he walks up to me. He goes, I'm James Caan. I say, I know. I didn't realize he was drunk until he breathed on me. And when he breathed on me, it was like, whoa, I almost got high from the buzz, right? So he was so drunk that he started talking all kinds of smack on the air that Lou Falcino, a late promoter from New York City, was screaming in my ear, get that MF off my air! Get that MF off my air! I mean, and you're doing an interview with this guy, you know, and so I said to him, James, what do you think about the fight? He goes, well, you know, Ray Mancini asked me to be his trainer and I didn't want to do it. I said, can you give me a prediction real quick? And they're yelling in my ear, get him off! He goes, the world will come to an end in 2011. That was the last I talked to James Caan. That was the last I talked to you. But he was.
I hope
drunk.
It's on YouTube somewhere.
It is on YouTube. The Mancini Hogan fight is part of the card, part of the fight card. But it was a memorable evening. I remember seeing him at a party a little bit later, and he said to me, he goes, "Hey, I'm sorry if I screwed up your interview, this and that." I said, "No, you didn't screw up my interview. That's James Caan." You know what I'm saying?
He's a Bronx native.
Bronx native.
Bronx native, and he managed the Bounty Hunter. The father of the heavyweight contender right now.
Let me tell you about Mike the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. He and I were in China together. I think he hurt his leg in China, or he got hurt in China somehow. He didn't get to fight in China. But the bottom line is, we've been around the world. I did one of his fights down at the Irvine Marriott on the Z Channel back in the day. He was erratic. Nobody could figure that guy's style out. No way.
No, he had an awkward style, and unfortunately, he succumbed to some demons. Did him in? Was he died in a drug raid or something?
Yeah. Everybody has their ups and their downs. But back to Jake Paul. Jake Paul's going to take on Hasi Rockham on August 6th. MSG, of course, Showtime pay per view. Also on the card, Brenda La Pumita Carbajal, plus unbeaten super welterweight Brandon Lee, 25-0, 22 KOs, and unbeaten lightweight Ashton Sylvie, who's 7-0 with 7 wax, of course, opponents to be announced. When they say opponents to be announced, they should say opponents to be annihilated. TBA means to be annihilated, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Anytime you see TBA, they never gave me a TBA fight. Every time I looked over Sock, it was some guy that looked like he just killed his mother.
I did not know Brandon Lee was going to. Brandon Lee has star potential. He's half Mexican, half Korean, and he could punch at 140 pounders. He's definitely a star in the making.
The great Socrates Bomber. Have a good week, man. Kiss Sebastian for me.
I definitely will. I'll give him the best, Uncle P.
Thank you, my brother. Of course, Socrates Bomber, boxing's truest PhD, appearing only on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Ghislaine Maxwell just got put away for 20 years. So she was supplying kids for all these pedos, right? Where's the list? Yeah. I don't know.
Kind of weird that that got no coverage, but Johnny Depp and Amber was everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. And I'm like, so the list of, you know, politicians and actresses and actors or whatever that they talked about, does that get swept under the rug? Do they not get any time for actually those kids? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, that's weird that how that just doesn't compute with me.
The world middleweight champion of the UFC, Israel Adesanya, of course, a winner last week. Once beaten fighter, now 23-1. Won a unanimous odd over Jared Cannonier. Cannonier had some size, but size, you know, size is supposed to matter in two things, pornography and combat sports. But straight up, size didn't matter this day because Cannonier maybe won a round. I think the judges gave him one round. I didn't give him one round. I scored it 50-45 for the defending champion, Israel Adesanya. Of course, the only fight he's ever lost was when he stepped up to 205 pounds and fought Jan Blachowicz. So straight up, he's a small middleweight to begin with, and he moved up to light heavyweight, and he was just outgunned and outsized. And of course, lost the decision there, moved back to 185 pounds. He is the world middleweight champion and undefeated at that. And the co-feature, say goodbye to Max Holloway. I told you, Max Holloway, of course, had that fight with Alexander Volkanovski about 2.5 years ago, lost the featherweight championship, then came back in a rematch, and he beat Volkanovski around, all the way around the cage, just beat him down. I thought it was like, yeah, no doubt about it. Max won this fight, right? Well, Max didn't get the call there. They gave it to the other guy. But instead of Dana White saying, let's have an immediate rematch, Dana let it go about a year, year and a half. What happened? Max Holloway got a lot older, a lot punchier, and he lost the unanimous nod last week. All five rounds, lost decisively. I mean, he just lost going away. Didn't have a second going on. Talk about Max Holloway, the former world middleweight, world featherweight champion, 145 pounds, coming to us, of course, out of Hawaii. But straight up, he appears to be retired, and more power to him because, hey, he was a good guy. As far as the UFC is concerned, talked a good game, beat some good guys, no doubt about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's time to retire. Tonight, UFC, of course, is going to be on ESPN. Rafael Dos Anjos, a former lightweight champion, 155 pounds. How old is he now? 95 years old, going on 100, taking on a guy named Rafael Viziev. Some of the co-features, I don't recognize anybody on the card outside of Cynthia Calvillo fighting at 115 pounds. She's in a women's fight against Nina Nunes. Now, as far as the upcoming UFC schedule is concerned, there is an upcoming fight with, I think, has some potential as far as if you want to know about the world of mixed martial arts and the female side of it especially. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes, considering like the best MMA fighter in women's history. Why? Because she beat Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, beat her down like you wouldn't believe it. I thought there was a lot of training issues as far as Cyborg was concerned. I thought the promotion moving 1 week from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, I think that threw Cyborg way off, and I think that had a lot to do with her losing. Of course, she would have one more fight under the UFC contract, on the UFC banner, and then Dana White would cut her. Dana said, have this one more fight, and I'll sign a new contract. After she had the one fight, Dana said, with the middle finger. Bottom line is, Dana deserved to have that middle finger stuck in his ear. Anyway, Juliana Pena, the girl that knocked out Amanda Nunes, of course, a fortnight ago in her last fight, is going to defend that title, 135-pound UFC women's title. Of course, that's going to go down at the July the 30th, the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Be a good fight, no doubt about that. Does Amanda still have it? Listen, the problem with MMA fighters is they take beatings to get to where they need to get. And once they get there, all the fights are death matches. In other words, there's no easy fights. I mean, it just isn't. In the world of boxing, you know, I'll get you a 4 or 6 round easy fight, a 4 or 6 round fight to get you sharp, get your skills going, this and that. And in MMA, they can't do that, or they won't do it in the UFC. Actually, the UFC will only do it with certain people. At the end of the day, I thought Amanda Nunes was screwed over, as was Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, by Dana White. Dana White's not my favorite guy, no doubt about that. Some of the other fights on that card, Brandon Moreno taking on Kai Kara Francis, 125-pound flyweight bout in the UFC. Of course, Derek Lewis coming back against Sergio Pavlovich. That's going to go down July the 30th, the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. Outside of that, the rest of the UFC schedule sort of looks, it sucks. There isn't a name here. There isn't a name here. There are no superstars anymore in the UFC. Take that back. They're going to go with this guy, the light heavyweight champ. What's his name now? Gane? Is that his name? Gane isn't a light heavyweight champion. He's a heavyweight. Cyril Gane, he can fight, no doubt about that. Of course, he was the guy that in his last time out, he's a decent fighter, no doubt about that. But in his last time out, you know, when you take on big challenges like Francis Ngannou, I mean, the man is like the unbeatable world middleweight champion of the world of the UFC. There's no doubt about it. When it comes to MMA, I don't think anybody could ever beat Ngannou because Ngannou had all kinds of limitations going in. You know, he didn't want to learn to fight on the ground. When he fought Stipe Miocic the first time, he had Stipe going in the first round. He lost a 5-round decision because he knew nothing about the ground. He didn't think he'd ever get on the ground, okay? So Ngannou's improved that ground game dramatically. I mean, just dramatically. And now he is the UFC heavyweight champion, of course. But, he doesn't want to fight for the UFC anymore. More power to him. I think that's the greatest thing ever. Of course, I think that Dana White's the biggest pimp in the history of the world. I mean, I knew pimps when I was a cop in San Francisco. I told you the story before. I may be repeating myself, but pimps in the city in San Francisco, they used to give the girls 50 to 60% of the money, sometimes 75% of the money if their girls made a lot of money, okay? So they gave them a good percentage of the money. In the UFC, you only get 10% of the money. That's right. The UFC made $249 million last year, right? Less than about 10 to 12% of that went to payroll. Imagine that. Having a company where you've only got to pay your employees 10%. That means like you're pocketing 82%. Even if it's 12%, you're pocketing 88% of the revenues. Think about that. What kind of company, what kind of endeavor you can get into where you can keep 88% of what you make? But you can do it in the UFC because it's a pimping game. There's no doubt about it. Of course, that last fight was in January of 2022 when he knocked out take that back, a unanimous decision over Cyril Gane. But Francis Ngannou, without a doubt, he wants to hang in the boxing ring. He wants to get it on with Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury says, I want to do this Francis Ngannou fight. Of course, Tyson Fury also talks about retirement. Tyson Fury is one of those guys that talks out both sides of his mouth. He just does. He's an athlete. And he's not the, how can I put this? He's not the sharpest razor in the drawer. He's just not. I mean, you look at Tyson Fury, he says some stupid things once in a while, but at the end of the day, he is the heavyweight champion. Of course, he is the heavyweight champion with a bit of an asterisk next to it because you've got Oleg Usyk, who's got all these different heavyweight belts. Of course, Tyson Fury's got the WBC belt, the Ring Magazine belt, considered by boxing historians as the world heavyweight champion. He's a man to beat the man to beat the man, okay? But you've also got this other guy, Oleg Usyk, from Ukraine, of course, with all these belts. He handled Anthony Joshua the last time pretty easily. Of course, I think they're going to do it again. Looks like an August rematch in Saudi Arabia, which I predict that it'll even be more one-sided this time. Oleg Usyk is going to beat the tar out of Anthony Joshua. Joshua is a one-trick pony. He's a guy that can come out, and as long as he's kicking your ass, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? If he's throwing on you, it's okay. But you start throwing, boo! You start throwing, boo! You start throwing back, he starts freaking out. Oh! Incoming fire. He can't handle it. And when you tag him on the chin, he don't have such a great chin. I mean, he got beat by a fat man. Imagine that. I mean, I could never live that down. If I was fighting a junior welterweight or welterweight, and I got beat by some guy that had a big old belly hanging over his waist, this and that, and then you couldn't see his genitals almost because the belly was hanging so low, you know what I'm saying? I'd be ashamed of that. I don't think I'd ever go back home. I'd have to move. If I lost Andy Ruiz the way that Anthony Joshua did, I think I would just leave the country, go to Mars or something like that. But he didn't. He came back. And of course, he beats a 317-pound Andy Ruiz in a rematch. Ruiz came to camp 317 pounds, having done a whole lot of coke. Says he didn't, but, you know, there was a picture of him on the internet with his hands on the table. It was his hands without a doubt, and there was a bottle of liquor on there, and there was some white powder there as well. So you could take the assumption of what you think with the white powder was like Alka-Seltzer. I don't think so. Bottom line is Andy Ruiz has had his problems. Of course, now he's trained by the Reynosos, the guys that got Canelo Alvarez, supposed to be bringing him down the right road as far as weight woes and that kind of stuff is concerned. He's going to take on Luis Ortiz, of course, the Cuban. And the Cuban's like older than me and Daniel put together. I mean, this guy's like ancient. He's got to be like 95 going on 100. But, you know, he's a name. He can still fight a little bit. I think he's been on steroids in the past few times. But the bottom line is Luis Ortiz is going to hook it up, him and Andy Ruiz, in an all-Latino battle late in the summer. So it should be kind of put it this way. One guy's old. The other guy never really had it. So sometimes when you get two guys that have got less than at their prime, they put on a very entertaining event, no doubt about that. Now, tonight, boxing, Mark Magaislo, of course, the WBC featherweight champion. The guy's from the Philippines, I believe he's from the Philippines. But, you know, he's going to take on a very good fighter in Ray Vargas. Ray Vargas is an outstanding young man, no doubt about it. The WBC featherweight title, of course, going down on Showtime tonight. So if you've got Showtime, or if you've got the Fire Stick, they tell me you can use a Fire Stick now. I didn't know this, but you can use a Fire Stick, and you go to the certain thing up at top of your Fire Stick thing, and then you punch it in, and the fight show up. What's going on with that? I couldn't figure that out. I was saying I had to pay all this stuff. I had this Amazon Fire Stick, and I was saying to myself, oh, my God, they said I was going to get all this stuff free on, didn't have to pay for pay-per-view, and this and sort of sounds like the Zone deal or some kind of stuff, right? But as it turns out, I was punching the wrong apps. So somebody showed me what apps to punch now, and now I'm getting stuff and watching fights and doing all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying it's free, but I'm just not paying for it. So just put it to you like that, okay? So if you get a Fire Stick, the Fire Stick's a good idea, but somebody's got to teach you how to do the Fire Stick. There's no doubt about it. Now, as far as this fight tonight is concerned, there are even odds between two guys. Two guys in a world championship fight, that doesn't happen too often. Two even odds, of course, Mark Magaislo, the guy from the Philippines, and Ray Vargas from the United States. This should hook it up for 126-pound WBC title. Also today, taking place across the pond at the Zone. It should be happening in the next few minutes. I'm talking about Derek Chisora, of course, the heavyweight trial horse. From the UK, everybody's beat on him. He just weighs. If you can't beat him up, you don't deserve to be in the heavyweight division, I guess, the top 10 anyway. Kubrat Pulev is looking to tune up on Derek Chisora. That's a July 9th today, a Saturday afternoon, coming to us from the across the pond in the UK on the Zone. Now, something called Pro Box TV has a card today. Cesar Francis versus Ray Beltran. Ray Beltran, I mean, that guy from Ray Beltran from Puerto Rico? The old guy? The guy that was Manny Pacquiao's sparring partner about 10 or 15 years ago, he should be fighting Connie Francis, not Cesar Francis. Bottom line is July 9th, super lightweight fight, July 9th on Pro Box TV. It's Ray Beltran and Cesar Francis. Now, some of the upcoming fights, of course, the 16th, got to hook it up, baby. Next week, we'll see what he's like. Ryan Garcia taking on a guy that's older than Daniel and Javier Fortuna. He's old, and he's slow, and he's old, and he's slow. But guess what? Ryan needs a work fight. He thinks he needs a work fight. This isn't a work fight in his mind, but it's a work fight in my mind because there's no way Javier Fortuna can take it to Ryan Garcia. I don't think so. I think this is a prep fight. Somebody talked about Socrates talked a little earlier about it being a prep fight, of course, for Gervonta Davis. That's what Ryan Garcia wants to do. And, of course, that would be the fight that all of us really want to see. We're tired of these guys fighting all these other guys. I mean, Raleigh Romero, yeah, Raleigh talked a good game, but we knew Raleigh was going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. We knew that. I mean, Raleigh did. Raleigh didn't win a round. Did he win a round? Probably didn't round. He got knocked out. I mean, clean. I mean, that was one knockout. He was sort of walking into the punch, had his hands down. Bang! Lights out. No more Raleigh Romero. But Raleigh talked a good game. He built up the pay-per-view. I think he did a couple hundred thousand homes on that one. So more power to him on that. Of course, today, doing a couple hundred thousand homes on pay-per-view, it's not like the old days where that was like big, big money, but that's not a bad buy. And the reason why I say that is because there's so many other digital platforms that people can watch the Fire Stick, people can watch these fights on, you know, that they don't have to like buy the pay-per-views anymore. You really don't. If you're buying pay-per-view nowadays, you're naive. I'll just put it to you like that, because there's other ways to get around without stealing. I mean, if you watch something on Yugoslavian television, you're not stealing it. You're watching this, and you got to listen to the guy. Okay, but it's a fight, so you can figure out what's going on. So it's not a big thing. So if you got to listen to something in Chinese, what did some lady say to me? When I was doing the HBO foreign broadcast, some lady told me, she goes, I was watching you one time. What'd she tell me? I was watching you in Scotland one time in African. And I go, what? She goes, yeah, somehow I got the African feed on my computer or some kind of set, and you were talking this and that, and there was African music or African words coming out of your mouth because they used my face, and I would do the English broadcast, but everywhere else they translated it to a different language. So at one point in time, yes, the HBO guys were doing their thing, Jim Lampley, Larry Merchant, this kind of guy, and those guys, George Foreman, Emmanuel Stewart. But guess what? I was seen in more countries because I was doing the international broadcast. So actually, I got seen by more faces than they did. But the bottom line is, they got the bucks, and I didn't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Checking your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. This is the Saturday edition. Coming to you, of course, from Sports Byline.
Yeah. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
So one time we're going to a press conference, right? And I'm walking to a press conference after a fight. My mother says to me, she goes, you remember? I said, yeah. She goes, don't talk too much smack, Pete. People don't like it when you talk smack. I said, yeah. She goes, but, you know, she goes, but you're not bragging if you're telling the truth. But just don't be too honest. People don't like honesty. Bottom line, she was right. I miss her without a doubt. My mother was my running coach, my co-trainer, my motivator. And she was a B.I. you-know-what as well. And that's what I helped in the boxing game. Because if you didn't have one of those in your corner, man, you needed one. You need somebody to tell you when things were bad, when things were wrong, when things weren't going right. Her and my head trainer, Chris Gomez, were like a team, side by side, the two of them. They worked me to death, but they got me in great condition. I remember at one point in time, I was running Westboro Boulevard in South San Francisco. My pulse was, get this, 43. That's what kind of shape I was in. I got myself down to, it was, my pulse was 43. I was in absolute incredible condition. And that was because my mother got tired of watching. She watched me lose a fight one time in 1974. I lost my first fight to, I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, bottom line was, it wasn't a fight I thought I was going to lose. I mean, I won like six of these boys club fights in San Francisco doing these 1 minute rounds. It wasn't no big thing, right? Nobody was ever beat me. Well, guess what? We went from 1 minute to 2 minutes, 1 minute to 2 minutes, and then I fought Eddie Smith, and Eddie just schooled me, man. I looked like an asthmatic after the first round. So my mother said to me when I went home that night, I remember seeing her smoking a cigarette in the dark. And I said to her, what's up? She goes, you know, I'm not going to let you embarrass me or the family or yourself anymore. And I'm going, what are you talking about, Mom? I lost it. Stop saying, I lost all points. I barely lost. She goes, but you got tired. That's the reason why you lost. You got tired. She goes, you're not going to get tired anymore. But she ran me into the ground as for the rest of my career, without a doubt. I remember one time when my mother would say, we're going shopping. It was never good. You know what that meant? It meant we were going to Safeway, right? And she would put like weights in a shopping cart and make me push it around a lot for like 45 minutes. That's how much she wanted her son to succeed. She didn't want me getting hurt. Well, may she rest in peace. I love her dearly. Anyway, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes back Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Twitch.tv, of course, a Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, satellite, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, Daniel's my man. He got me through this. Thank you, Daniel. This is Sports Byline.